Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce here with Hannah Minkler from the Chamber and also Farm Bureau, Veronica Lassiter, the guru of your family started the Heritage Days.
We did.
And when is that again? When's the Heritage Days?
Heritage Days is Saturday, September 24th in Bayfield. The sheep will come down the Buck Highway at 9:30. So we're telling everyone to be parked and on the street by 9 a.m. so that you get a good spot.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a fun day. And Farm Bureau will have a booth, a trailer, an education trailer for kids, and we'll be sponsoring hay rides. So lots of good fun going on to celebrate La Plata County history.
And if that's not enough, you also swing the mic over to Hannah. You guys also have coming up on the 17th out at La Platte's Pond. What's that all about?
Yeah, so we have a big annual meeting. It's not really much of a meeting, though. It's more of a fun event picnic. And it's live music. It's great food from Porky's Smokehouse in Ignacio. And it's at La Platte's Pond, which is a beautiful venue down by the river in Bayfield. And we're just inviting anybody. You don't have to be a member of Farm Bureau. You don't have to know anything about agriculture. But if you are interested and you want to learn a little bit more, just meet some more community members, get to know people. We invite you to come on out. It's for now, everyone.
And how many members, you know, statewide are in the Farm Bureau?
We have about 25,000 members in Colorado.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a large organization.
But we want more.
But you want more.
And more the merrier.
And it's not that expensive to join.
No. So if you are a producer, it's only $100 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you are not a producer, but you want to support, it's only $40 a year. And then the other thing is if you have Farm Bureau insurance, mm-hmm. which, you know, it's not just agriculture related.
Right.
It can be auto insurance, life insurance. They have all different sorts of plans. But if you have any sort of insurance through Farm Bureau, you are automatically a member.
Oh, okay. So if you happen to be with Mark Craig and, you know, and you haven't talked about that and you are insured, then you're automatically a member. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, what are some of the other ways when I think of, you know, supporting agriculture, I think of going down to the farmer's market.
Yeah.
You know, and I think of the farmer's market as those that have smaller operations, you know, like maybe James Ranch or Foxfire, might move some of the bigger operations for those at the farmer's market every Saturday. And I do think, you know, even when I think of farmer's market, I think more of, I don't know, you know, more because of the hobby farm, and I'm trying to figure out how to say this, but I do think more left, you know, mm-hmm. instead of right. But you're, you know, you guys have so many things that you do to help ranchers, whether large or small. And you guys are such a great resource in supporting agriculture, no matter the size. And I'm going to say that you guys may not want to go down this road, but no, I look at it and there's always seems to me, not always, a lot of times unintended consequences occur. Legislatures vote on something, and I'm sorry to pick on those sitting up in Denver, because I look, and when I was at a meeting one time, I looked out from the Capitol steps, and I said, looking out, I don't see any gas wells. And you guys are making decisions that impact those with
right.
gas wells.
Yeah.
I don't see any ranches or farms. This all used to be agriculture before all the Denver grew up.
Yeah.
I don't see any of that, but you guys are making decisions. So I'm going to use the term your organization with the Farm Bureau is there to help educate not only farmers, ranchers, those that are doing the work, but also legislatures, and you advocate on behalf of the ranchers and the farmers.
We do, yeah. Our Farm Bureau is an inclusive group. Mm-hmm. You know, anyone who eats, appreciates where their food comes from and appreciates the Colorado way of life, you know, we say you should be a member and support our cause, because we do have representation up at the state offices. Mm-hmm. We have representation up in D.C. And we, you know, Farm Bureau has seats at those tables. And so we're speaking on behalf of Colorado agriculture. So anyone who appreciates that, you know, this organization is for you, definitely.
Well, and you guys are the second largest economic driver behind tourism in the state. Now, I guess you get double duty if you're an agritourism operation.
Exactly. And, you know, agritourism, that might be a new word to some people, but agritourism is really neat. So if you think of a corn maze or pumpkin patch, mm-hmm. that's agritourism. If you've been to James Ranch, which I think many of us have, I was just there the other day. If you've been out to Foxfire Farms, it's all agritourism. So basically, agritourism is just a way to invite the public to your operation and to really, really get there and see what's happening and to have fun and see what it's like.
Well, and I think, you know, when you say see what it's like, you know, because I've attempted to grow things, you know, and I joked about it earlier, but in all seriousness, having raised beds or a regular garden and looking at it and realizing how much work does go into that is always amazing to me. You know, and so I have such respect, you know, you may want to sit there and go, well, how come it costs XYZ? Well, because there's a lot that goes behind it, not only the land, but the time and everything to grow that food.
I'll tell you what, Jack, farmers don't do it to get rich. So they're not trying to make a buck on
this. No.
and, you know, to your point, the work, I really feel like farmers and veterans, man, they are, they have made this country what it is. And in any way that we can support them, I think we should at any opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, and a great way to support is actually coming out to the La Platte's Pond on Saturday, September 17th. Everything starts at 4 o'clock, family-friendly, and it is an alcohol-free event. I do want to point that out, you know, so come on out, enjoy. Tickets are only $20, and who's doing the food again?
Porky's Barbecue out of Ignacio, and we'll have the Spaghetti Western Band, so you can just cut a rug.
And yard games?
Yeah, and yard games.
And rope a dummy.
And rope a dummy, hopefully. Hopefully we'll have dummy roping.
and again, if you don't know where La Platte's Pond is, just head on out to County Road 501, go to the intersection, hit the roundabout, and you'll see the big entrance. And you know, Cree and Paul Black, big shout out to them because you mentioned that they are donating La Platte's Pond for this event.
They are. And I think a big reason for that is, again, we just talked about agritourism, and that's what they do because their venue is on a working ranch. So they're definitely in favor of agriculture. And that brings up, you know, the other point is sometimes ag isn't what you assume. Sometimes you think of just, you know, cows or something like that. But it's, it can be so many things like that, like a venue. Or, you know, talk about your local brewery or hard cider. Right. Those apples have to come from somewhere.
Sure.
And, you know, your potatoes are so many things. So it's more than maybe meets the eye. Mm-hmm. But again, if you just walk through your grocery store and look around, that all came from somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I want to point out, too, you know, La Platte's Pond. I mean, I think they operate like 50 businesses there. No, I'm just kidding.
Seems like it.
they have so much going on. I mean, they have the hops that they grow. And Paul, I was told, Creed told me he thought they were weeds trying to kill. And some guy showed up and goes, what are you doing? These are hops. He's like, what? Yeah. And so they take the hops and they have to string them up the vine or up the ladder or whatever, you know, and then they grow the hops. They harvest the hops, which ended up in the beer at local breweries.
Yeah.
And they buy the hops. And then they also have their cattle. I've bought beef from them. Mm-hmm. They also cut the hay. You know, and all operations. They're probably fishing the pond right there. I mean, there's so many little venues that they have that operate, and they're a great example of, you know, I'm going to say I don't like the term hobby farm, but they're a smaller operation, and it's amazing what they do.
Right, yeah, and the agritourism that they provide for the community. I mean, they are just an awesome family out in Bayfield. We are super happy to have them part of our community.
Absolutely. And I just think that, you know, if you ever want to do a tour of that, well, let me ask you that. Do you have through the Farm Bureau, I mean, Hannah, you have your operating ranch with your family. If somebody wants to do a tour and wants to say, all right, I want to do a field trip per se, and I want to learn about this.
We would love to have people out to the ranches in La Plata County. Our board has often offered we offer all the time, like, come out and see what we do.
Yeah.
You know, during lambing season. Oh, man, I learned so much during lambing season in May.
Right.
I mean, you learn so much so fast. Cattle ranches, there are so many opportunities. Just reach out to us through our social media page at La Plata County Farm Bureau, and we will pair you up. We want nothing more than to show you what really goes on, right? Because I think we see something. You know, we hear something or we see something and we think that's just true across the board. And there's such a bigger, better story being told on the boots on the ground at these ranches. It's amazing.
When you mentioned that, I'm thinking of Mike Rowe, the Dirty Jobs guy.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's awesome. And he did a Dirty Jobs one time with lambing season on castrating the rams. And to hear him tell this story is just his humor, but and how everything, I mean, it is an eye-opener. And he's like, you know, because of, you know, the PETA efforts or whatever, and I'm going political here, and they said, you got to do this, this, this. And it was so much more humane to do it the way the sheep rancher did it.
And that's a true story. I mean, there is, you know, there's so many safety guidelines that we follow as farmers and ranchers and people that we have to be held accountable to. And there's the practices that go on at ranches are positive. I think we just hear, we always hear about the bad stuff, right?
Oh, sure.
So that's why we'd love to get you out on a ranch.
Absolutely. Well, and I do think that is something, because this is your livelihood. Are you going to do something that's not the best interest of the whole production? No, you're going to do the right things.
Right. Like, I always say farmers are the greatest stewards of the land. There's no one that cares more about the state of their land, the livelihood of their lives, their herd, the health of their herd than a farmer or rancher.
Well, and also the open vistas. I mean, that is one of the things, you know, the preservation. And I know there's different ways of doing that, you know, through, you know, Conservation Corps or whatever it might be. But if it's a working ranch, you're going to have open fields.
And they're going to be green.
And they're going to be green.
And you're not going to have a bunch of prairie dogs running all around. No. Making holes.
You're right. And begin the irrigation of it, which then recharges the aquifer. Right. I mean,
hooves till the soils.
Yes.
I mean, this is just a
and fertilize.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to healthy grazing, to healthy, I mean, it's.
Well, I remember touring, this goes back probably 12 years ago, but Foxfire Farms, and we went out there through the chamber and did a tour talking about their membership and things, and just their little mobile chicken coop. Mm-hmm. And how they move the chicken coop around, you know, and then it fertilizes, and now they scratch up till up the soil.
They do a great job of regenerative grazing out there.
Yeah.
And I know they're working on it, just always improving it. It seems they have a great operation.
Well, then
and good food.
Great and good wine. And you know, and the gravity fed sprinkler system, they told me, I think it was from Holland. I'm like, where's the pump? He said, no, it's all gravity fed.
Wow.
It was interesting. Yeah. And they have the little, looks like a little bucket where the sprinklers were. And I said, well, the pump? And he goes, no, it's all, you get it from here and, it, you know, gravity fed. And then those sprinklers are designed to, because of the force of the gravity of the water to sprinkle. I was like, I had no idea.
That's
it's amazing.
There are so many cool practices coming up and out all the time for the industry, and it's just a really neat industry to be a part of. You learn so much so fast.
So, and speaking of that, what is the biggest what do you get the most satisfaction, the happiness from being in the agricultural world and the agricultural business? I mean, I know, Hannah, you've posted or showed pictures of, you know, out running your tractor before sunup and after sundown, you know, and then, you know, here I am barely getting out of bed and you're out there working already. And then you come into the chamber later, you know. I mean, what is it that, you know, just makes you go, yeah, this is the heritage, or what is it that makes you go, I love this?
I think there's a couple things, but I think one, it's just being part of the land. I think there's something really natural about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've kind of stepped away from that as we've modernized. And of course, there's so many benefits to modernization. But, you know, being on the land, and I think also having, you know, some tangible work to show for what you're doing, it's really satisfying. And, you know, being out there with animals or with land and eating that food, you feel better. And being outside makes us happy. You know, there's just so many benefits. And then I think another thing for me that I love about it as well is the community. It's so community-based. You know, part of the reason I love haying is my dad and I produce our hay together. And if we're both out there on separate tractors and it's 6 a.m., which we've done this summer, maybe we're not together per se talking, but we're out there together. And I just think there's something really special about that. And then also, you know, like Veronica and I have really got to know each other through this. And I've met so many other people. And there's just, this sense of community and really a sense of having someone else's back too. You know, if your neighbor needs help putting up hay or checking calves or whatever it is, you show up and the favor is always returned. So that's the big thing for me, I think.
And you're going to hold your answer because we got to take a break. So Veronica, get your answer ready. I'm
working on it.
We'll give you a few minutes also. If you want to learn more about becoming part of the community, you can do so on Saturday, September 17th out of La Platte's Pond. It all starts at 4 o'clock. Tickets are only $20. Porky's Smokehouse is providing the food, and you can head out there. If you come up and if you show up at the door, it's $25, which still is a bargain, or get your tickets. Basin Co-op or Farm Bureau Insurance, which is 2007 Unit B, just right here in downtown Durango or on North Main. And we're going to take a break. You're listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240, KDJO 98.3 FM. Stay tuned.